like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Summer Marie.
And this is, what else? But it's movie time.
It's movie time.
Summer Marie, one of the reasons that I keep inviting you back to It's Movie Time is that you're a woman of words.
I am.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you're having a volume of poetry published, aren't you?
Yeah, soon. This press is like giving me a hard time. So, but yes,
they're good people. It's legitimate.
Yes.
You're not self.
I'm not self-publishing. I won. I was a finalist. And
yes.
This, yeah.
And you teach writing, and you're well versed in drama. So my question to you is: our film today is Norman,
yes.
Starring the ever attractive Richard Gere, who makes us all feel little. Anybody could age that well. So it's Norman. Because you must understand, and you do understand a great deal about character. Who is this guy, Norman?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, so happy to be talking about this film because I love Richard Gere. We were on a long time ago even talking about Pretty Woman, right?
Yes.
Underrated.
Yes.
Love him. Who is this guy, though, is true. Like, he's described as a fixer.
New York City.
Operator. I'm completely confused as to what this guy thought. I love the part in the movie where he's talking to Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Yeah.
Alex, the spot.
By the way, I was like, who? What does she do again? I couldn't remember what she did, but she's an investigator,
she's
right?
An Israeli, on the Israeli side.
Oh,
the
right.
Legal investigating.
Okay. And they're on the train.
Right.
And anyway, she says, you know, what do you do? And he's like, what do you need? And it's just this moment of like, okay, I guess he does everything or whatever you need.
You know, and it took me a while to put him together.
Yeah.
This is what I love this film, because he's complex. It's not easy. At one point you think, well, he's just this little schlub who wants to ingratiate himself with the power structure of New York City.
Yeah.
And particularly the Jewish population. Culture.
Yeah, like a parasite or something. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get this kind of humanitarian side of
him. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, what is this guy all about? He's got many parts.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to talk about this because I usually am pretty generous. Like, if I know what people are doing, I will go with it. You know, kind of like you.
Yep.
But with this, I struggled with the tone. The ambiguity that was going on was a little, like, I value clarity, and I think for me there were some things that, you know, I wanted more of a payoff. Like, so for example, he's trying to woo this dignitary, you know, who
an Israeli lower order deputy to a deputy,
right? Who is trying to become prime minister,
and he becomes
okay. I didn't want to like
that's okay, yeah.
So in wooing him, he buys him these shoes.
Yes.
That part was great. It reminded me of a man who is like really trying to woo a woman, like get her in the sack.
Yeah.
And she orders the lobster and then she doesn't go home with him, you know,
yes.
And he gets these shoes and then he, you know, but, and then there's that moment where he feels really bad that he didn't call Norman or show up to this dinner party, and he's laying on the bed, Eshel.
Yeah.
And he's kind of talking to Norman and apologizing, and it has that romance, that sort of thing, and I wanted them to build that relationship more, so I felt the air let out of Norman.
That's,
you know,
a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of bromance there between the two men, and let me say that Lior Ashkenazi, who plays the prime minister, is just sterling.
Yes.
I mean, he is such a cool guy, great looking, and he, you know, he assumes the power of a Netanyahu.
Yeah.
And this is to the advantage of our Norman,
right,
who up to this point has been trying very hard. And, you know, I think you tend to forget the $1,000 shoes, and the plot twist, which is a bit hokey to me toward the end, could possibly be supported by the purchase of those shoes, although it's never mentioned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you when you consider what's happening at the end and the difficulty that our boy Norman is getting into.
Yes.
Part of it comes from his buying the shoes and that deputy minister accepting them. But that's merely a small manifestation of the way that Norman tries to work himself into this world of power.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't he just like anybody else who wants to be thought well of?
Yes.
Don't you think?
And get on top. Yeah. And he's always saying, I know this person, or I can get you in touch with this person.
Right, yeah.
And there's this great one thing about this sort of tone, the tonal issues going on, is that you feel like he's sort of pathetic in one moment, and then you see that humanitarian kind of side, and so you're conflicted, and I love that. That to me is satisfying.
Me
it makes
too.
For good
me too.
Narrative.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I had the same challenge in trying to figure out that tone.
Yeah.
And I agree. At one point early on, I thought I was in a Woody Allen film.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a little nebbish character, just like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
You know, with a little bit of Zelig in him. He's, he's everywhere, but he's nowhere because nobody sees him.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that. But then I came to the conclusion that I really liked that.
Yeah.
And that life is like that.
Hmm.
And he's just, I mean, he's wearing the same camel coat and gear has toned his physical presence down.
Yeah.
I think done a great job of making him not the handsome Hollywood leading man that he really is.
Yeah.
So I had that going on. And then I began to see how in the narrative, things began to get very complicated and very dangerous.
Yes.
And kind of like a lesson in be careful.
Yeah. You think that this you're going about this in a way that you could never possibly go too far,
right.
But it really skirts that line.
Yes, yes.
What I noticed though, in terms of visually, like there's dichotomies. He's in beige. There was that scene where he's in beige and the prime minister is in a black, I think.
Yeah.
And they're looking, in the store window.
Yes. That's a great shot.
That,
a great shot. And they use that, but it is a wonderful one. You have the shoe in the foreground.
Exactly.
And the two of them, nice.
Yeah, and I noticed a lot of that like dark light side that going on. And then the carpet, we always saw the shoes, you know.
Yes.
But again, I got mad, and maybe it's because it was I would need to see it again. The music, those big moments where the music is just, it feels like a Tarantino thing. I'm it's confusing to me.
Did you feel it was too manipulative?
Yeah, I was like, is this irony or like what is this? And I don't know, maybe I just need to see it again. But
there are some minor characters who, as in a good Woody Allen film, stand out. Steve Buscemi,
I love him. I have arguments about him.
Oh really?
The people call him B actor. I get what you mean, but to me, yeah, he was great.
He played the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rabbi needs money desperately.
Yeah.
For their synagogue.
Big time.
And Norman is there, although I'm afraid
he sits on the board or something of that.
But he's promising them that he can get the millions for this place, and it's based on his, as you would say, his kind of ephemeral connections, if they're at all.
Yeah.
Promising that he has connections, and frequently these aren't real. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that I think we have our challenge with this character is that he lies.
Yeah, but
apparently,
you like him. Yeah, it's pathological, though. He almost can't stop himself from wanting to help, even though he does not have the means to do it.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
and, you know, as a character, what about his background?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
Like I was thinking through some of these issues this morning, and I was thinking, like, I hate to say it, I enjoyed the film, but there were many things that were forgettable. So it might have been mentioned. I heard a wife in there somewhere.
I think he's lying.
Oh.
A child. I really believe, after real thought, I think he's lying. I believe we don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
I mean, he remains a mystery. Part of the reason I love the film is that he remains a mystery. Though, the writer-director, Joseph Seder, is developing his character there,
mm-hmm.
without giving us backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why we may have some challenges with it.
Yeah.
Because like anybody that we might meet, it's not, you want to avoid first impressions. You mm-hmm. want to develop that, and mm-hmm. it's very difficult in this.
Yeah. Maybe it just needed to be more stark for me, because I don't mind the idea that we've got a character with no past, it's especially someone who's sort of lying, promising things he can't deliver on. He's almost this nomadic guy in the city, and I don't mind that, but maybe the quirks needed to be more, I don't know what it was, just a little flat.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to the point that you had made much earlier. You don't know whether he's good or bad.
Yeah.
The light and dark motifs. But you, I think you mentioned it, you like him.
Yeah.
You want him to be successful.
Right.
And in that party, when the prime minister recognizes him, his life changes.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to meet with him. Before, they were avoiding him.
Kicking him out.
Right.
He was escorted out of the dinner.
What a great scene.
That was a really good scene.
I mean, he works his way into this private dinner.
Yeah.
Promises that the prime minister or the deputy minister will be there.
Yeah.
He doesn't show in.
He stood up.
and he's escorted out.
Yeah, and he goes, well, I think he's come. I'll just wait out here. Like it's his choice to wait on the street.
So there are humorous moments.
Yeah.
But there are moments when we're working out this character. I think the Jewish name would be a maker. Something like an M-A-K-I-R,
uh-huh.
A guy who will put you in contact with someone. Now, I think this is very New York.
Yeah.
I know somebody who.
That's what you that's want. That's what this. John DiLoretto said.
Did he say that? Yeah.
He was like, that's the way people are.
Right.
They're consultants, and they don't want to say for what, because they don't want to limit themselves.
And even the non-consultants are saying, well, I know somebody who.
Yeah.
Let me put you in contact with, you want a diamond? I know somebody who's going to do this.
Yes.
And they're always doing that. So I thought that they caught the spirit of that while still keeping us a bit in the dark.
Yeah.
And then, for me, failing in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that whole bit at the end was just not credible.
Yeah. What do you think the most egregious part of that was?
I think it is the fact that a businessman who's not even known, we don't know who it is possibly going to deep six the prime minister of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, a relationship with that.
Yes.
And I'm going, you know, this is not believable.
Right.
Also not believable to me is the relationship between the prime minister and Norman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's odd.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, he remains devoted to him.
Yeah.
He gives him that big ovation at the meeting. It didn't make sense.
Seemed inauthentic.
But then again, I think anybody would say, well, Norman's just a work in progress. And a lot of what he does is not real. So, John, why don't you accept the unreality of it?
Yeah, that's true. But that's what I had said. I just wanted to see, I would have loved to see a movie in which that bond, that is an odd thing.
Yes.
But to see it develop and be cultivated, and that would be super interesting
to me.
I'd love that too. But it wasn't there. So.
Well, maybe it'll be in the next one.
Yeah.
I understand Richard Gere has another movie out there. Now I'm tempted.
Oh, really?
Dinner. The Dinner, it's called.
Oh.
A little bit like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf,
yeah.
I think. But anyway, it's opening up at our sponsors.
Okay.
It did open up.
Oh.
It opened. It already opened up.
It did? No. Oh. Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Hearing lots of different things about it. It's already opened.
Summer Marie.
Right.
The movie is Norman, starring Richard Gere.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
Okay. People are calling it the best performance of his life. I'm going to give it a B-.
Okay.
Super interesting, but missed opportunities.
Okay. And with all of its weaknesses, I'm giving it a solid B.
Okay.
I just can't find that many little movies about interesting characters.
Yeah, character-driven.
Yeah, character-driven movies. I'm going to do it, and it's New York, and it's Richard Gere.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot going for me.
Great. Excellent. I know.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.